The executive director of the Dumore Agriculture Foundation says mental health first aid certification provides a frontline response for those facing a mental health crisis. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
The Dumore Agriculture Foundation, in partnership with Farm Credit Canada, has extended and expanded a program under which rural and agricultural communities can access mental health first aid training. Dumore Agriculture Foundation Executive Director Adele Stewart says the application process is just now being finalized.
It is, you know, really alike to physical first aid that everybody, you know, is pretty familiar with, which is the first line of response, responding to a crisis until somebody can access appropriate medical resources. So same as if someone was applying, you know, CPR until the paramedics arrived, someone who's trained in mental health first aid can provide support and assistance to somebody maybe experiencing a panic attack until, you know, paramedics can arrive. So doesn't ask anybody to become a counselor. There's no counseling involved, but it gives them the tools to identify mental health concerns and then be that first line of response into accessing resources for a person experiencing a crisis. So it is really utilized almost even in day-to-day lives. So we've heard feedback from people who, you know, actually have like come right up to me and said, you know, I've had my physical first aid for 10 years and I've never had to use it. And after receiving my mental health first aid certification, I used it when I walked out of the room. So it can really help people not only in crisis, but just understanding mental health and understanding signs and symptoms, coping and resources to start to, you know, address and have conversations earlier within ourselves, our families, our communities, and the likes of that.
Stewart says the knowledge empowers trainees to be able to start the really hard conversations. She says it's not only hard for the person who might be struggling with mental illness, but it can be equally daunting to start the conversations to see if somebody needs help. For more information, visit domore.ag. For farmskip.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.